You know what is a fucking pet peeve of mine is when actors kind of are showing that they are closer with a famous person by calling them a shortened version of the name.
Oh, you know Caprio? What I'm
yeah.
Cap.
Yeah. Mr. Cap.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
All right.
Well, we have some terrible news to share.
Something disturbing happened that has frankly been keeping me from getting a full night's rest.
Which is tough.
Which is tough because I need 10 hours.
But this is no laughing matter. This is extremely serious. And, well, something... I should say this first off. We definitely... expected something like this to happen, and it's surprising that it hasn't happened earlier. We have been
with our critiques of the current administration and critiques of the Russian administration and cartels.
Right,
we knew something was coming.
We have been the victims, and I don't like using that word, but I'm gonna use it. We have been the victims of a cyber attack.
The targets.
On the Joy Tactics Instagram account. Targets. I should say targets more. Yeah. We've been targeted by terrorism.
Cyber bullies,
whatever you want to call it. We have been attacked by them. Our Instagram account has been hacked. And
what happened?
First off, how does that make y'all feel? And then we'll go into the details of what the cyber attack entailed.
Well, it's funny, right? Because you like to think you're safe. You like to think that people have your best interests at heart and that everybody will play fair if you do your part and you live a moral life. But then something like this happens where the rug is pulled out from underneath you and you are reminded of the nature of man, which is not evil, which is not good, which is just the nature of man is survival. And this person's trying to get at us to... maybe keep their shit afloat. I don't know what their motivations were, but this certainly is rearranging my mental guts right now.
Nate, do you want to describe the nature of the attack? The specifics before we get into it?
Okay. So this happened late at night a couple days ago. And by the way, Eric had noticed the cyber attack and just said nothing.
Because I thought that this was an intentional. I thought that you guys like to pull all the levers and control how this podcast goes. So I was like, well, maybe this was on purpose. And maybe this was a hilarious stunt by one of my co-hosts.
Okay, well, I'll just describe it. So I went on the Instagram account and there was just a... We only follow like three accounts on the Instagram.
TMZ,
Joy Tactics,
Transcendental Meditation.
Yeah, and Salsa and Beer, maybe.
And Salsa and Beer.
And what appears in the feed was not a TMZ post. It was not a Transcendental Meditation. It was not a Salsa and Beer restaurant post.
It was a POG.
P-A-W. Just sitting in the feed, the grid feed. And I was like, that's interesting. And then I looked at the stories and all the stories are like all these like OnlyFans models and just baddies. And I was like, what the hell?
Right.
I went to our page and we're following 316 people. And I said,
that's so not us. We made a pact, all three of us, before we started this podcast to never look at those type of pages, to stay away, to lead pure moral lives. And so that did disturb me that one of y'all broke that covenant. But yeah,
and you thought it was me, right, Eric? You just thought
I was like crazy. I didn't suspect Jack for one second that he would have followed 300 beautiful women.
I get that. I'm not mad at that. I would suspect me too.
Yeah, that's what's funny.
But it wasn't me.
So someone guessed our password, broke into which was actually very encrypted. I was the one who came up with the password, made it exceptionally hard to crack. So this was a professional job. This was a Ocean's 11 style break in.
Should we try to get
and
to the
they
bottom
then
of
followed
who
about
did
300
this? Do we know
pogs.
Who did it?
I suspect it's someone from a rival podcast, maybe Grace Kuhlenschmidt from.
Really? Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I could see
her and
that.
Joe's podcast. Finally,
getting jealous.
Maybe it was bloody Rachel Colley and Robbie Hoffman.
Can we address this though? There is a lot of jealousy coming towards us, all three of us. Do you guys feel that when you're out and about at parties, at events, at
VIP
sections.
But I just fucking I play the unlimited Wordle thing that I have on my phone. I look down, I just ignore. I put the blinders on, dude.
Playing Wordle in the club.
Mm-hmm. Playing advanced Wordle, Spanish Wordle, Japanese Wordle. What's but oh shit, Jack? Were you not recording? Hello,
Jack's. Jack's
okay.
Jack
my headphones are back.
Technical.
My headphones are back. So what did you guys just say? Oh, okay. So who did you think it was? Grace Kuhlenschmidt, right? That's what we were about to do.
Well,
Grace Kuhlenschmidt, Rachel Colley.
Well, we're talking about jealousy. Do you feel like people? There are people out there that are jealous of you. Do you feel that energy coming from other people, other peers?
I do, man. I feel jealousy running rampant, frankly. When I do shows out live and the other comedians see me crush and...
Oh my God. What's happening?
Did not even... No. Are you fucking...
Hello, boys. Dude, you want to know?
Hey, if you are about to fucking tell me this was your fucking thing,
what's funny
you,
is
you mind all this?
What's funny is
you're off the podcast.
I remember a couple of days ago I was sitting and I thought, what would really fuck with these guys? How am I going to pull away?
No.
And what did
There's
I do?
No.
I sat down on the couch and I did it, bitch. I pranked you.
No, you did not.
I pranked you guys.
No,
no, you did not.
I pranked you guys.
No, you couldn't have.
I followed 300 pogs individually. I went to a talent agency's Instagram account for adult models.
Hello, one, two,
and I did
okay,
it.
I'm
I followed
back.
Them.
No, you did not.
One, two, three, four.
You just fucking...
We still hear you.
Now it's recording again.
Joy Tactics.
Okay, so we're back. I was so shocked that I knocked my mic off of the Converse shoebox that I've put it on. What's that, Jack?
sorry, that was a Mr. Beast video.
I saw he was at the UFC fight last night next to Logan Paul.
What happened? You saw? Oh, yeah, he was there, yeah.
All right, hold on. We can't even veer off topic here.
Yeah, we can't.
Okay, because okay. What just happened was a...
What we learned is there was a traitor.
Betrayal.
A traitor from the inside, a mole.
So you're wondering how this happened, right?
Yes.
Because I was, funny enough, I was watching the TV show Traitors. Very, very funny show, season 2, Alan Cummings, I believe. And I thought, I'm going to sabotage Joy Tactics and see if they can figure it out. And it really was the perfect crime. And I have this as well on my phone recording Nate.
I got on and there was like 3 messages from like obviously fake like cam girls. And then I looked, I was just like on the feed and it was like
Nate, you sound like stoked that it happened, like so excited.
Dude, I fucking... Holy shit. Damn. That scared me the way that I was talking, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Something happened.
I got the account. And there...
I was dying. And I was kind of like trying to...
Dude, you know what? I fucking trusted you, man.
Yeah.
You don't think that ran through my head? I said, you know what? I bet maybe one of these fuckers did this. But
who did you suspect more, me or Jack?
I will say my first thought was Eric had logged on to the Joy Tactics account for the first time in a year and just got on and just didn't know he was like, he thought he was getting on his like Finsta or something like that and is just doing what he normally does and following new
the Daily Mass
OnlyFans accounts. And
yeah,
so that was my first thought. And then I thought, is this some kind of elaborate sort of, and I was like, no, this can't, no, because there's no way. 300 accounts. You follow.
And we changed our password, Jack, because of your ass.
And I had to change the password. And I put on a two-factor authentication on top of that to further protect the account from this type of behavior.
Wow.
I know, now, I was kind of weirded out by the, like, why was this this is what I thought. Somebody was some sort of like subscription people pay for where they just get followers. And the way they do it is they hack into other people's accounts and they follow a group of people. And every account that they hack, they'll follow the same people. And then those people.
Sounds like an inefficient, having to hack all the
I think that does happen though. Wow. You know? Who knows? And Eric, you're fucking advanced in the tech industry.
I know.
So
I
had no. This didn't so, at all flare up on your.
I had suspicions that I didn't want to air publicly, but I was getting pretty close to finding the culprit, and I was going to punish them with death. So I'm glad that you came out and said something off the bat and revealed yourself.
Yeah, you couldn't come in.
Because the punishment would have been very painful.
You hired some mercenary that's like in Uzbekistan right now.
Yeah, right. I just got him like an economy.
Trying to get a
plane ticket. It's like murder visa. Seven transfers. A murder visa.
Well, so
that's got to be the new movie that we put, what's his name, John Cena in, and make our millions.
Oh, the comedy, murder dramedy.
Yeah, that'll be amazing.
So this, luckily for you both, this was all that happened in this, and for me as well, really, that it was just a drill. But I think what we've seen now is how we act in moments of crisis, how vulnerable we are to cyber attacks. This thankfully this wasn't real, but next time if this really does happen, this is why I wanted to talk about cybersecurity today as well as the Oscars. With the election year coming up, what can we do differently next time if something like this were to really happen, if we were to really be compromised? Because what if they hack into the Patreon? We have people's social securities.
That's infos. Our entire livings.
Exactly. Except for Eric's full-time job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, everybody, guess what? I got a job.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't think I could make it happen, but I got another one.
Prove the haters.
Oh, can I clear up something? You said something I was editing the podcast for, and this really pissed me off, just in case people thought this is true. Eric, you said I went to private school in one of the last episodes.
As a joke.
But I just want to clear it up. And just for the record, I went to public school.
It was technically public school. It was in Switzerland. It cost $75,000 a semester. Uh-huh. But it technically is public.
I just don't want to be grouped into that sort of category. So, okay.
By the way, Nate, you would be so lucky to go to private school. They're amazing.
Shut the fuck up.
You did go to private school till high school, am I right? Dude,
I know I did. Too Christian. Well, I'll tell you what. I think it devastated my parents. It didn't devastate them, but it was pretty. They were paying more than they could afford to send me to this busted ass evangelical school.
But so I could get right with God. I kind of lied a little bit because I did in kindergarten. I did go to a school that I believe was private, but
privatized.
It wasn't like that.
They taught in Mandarin. You learned fucking John Wick style.
It was where the principal could spank you. I don't know if I said this. On there. The principal could beat your ass.
Is that real?
The principal, not the teacher.
That's real, Nate. In 1997 or whatever.
Yes.
Good God.
The principal, it was always like the teachers were like, it was some sort of Christian type of school.
Of course it was. Really?
Yeah.
Christian.
Yeah.
They're the ones that say, turn the other cheek, right? And as it turns out, they're one of the most evil organizations of all time. Spanking children. Yep. What's next?
Good luck spanking me. I'll put a grenade in my fucking pants.
That would be so surprising, I think, to someone that was spanking. You got it's clearly like one of those lumpy grenades.
Yeah, it's so big. What is it?
It's like making a hissing sound.
DIY grenade.
The DIY. Why did they have to make those grenades look so fucking tasty? Looks like you could take a bite out of it and it's going to be all watermelon pink on the inside.
Damn.
Yeah, American grenades.
Still reeling off the
oh yeah, I know.
The trust.
I'm trying to joke around and be silly, but Jack. Something has been eroded today, quite seriously.
We'll get back to this. Let's get into the Oscars because I just need some time to process the betrayal, the lack of trust that I have for you now. And you know what? This is a pet peeve of mine. I don't like being got. I don't like people like pranking, like you know what I'm saying?
That's why I've held back with your ass. I've almost gotten you some. I've almost fucking taken you to the dry cleaners and into the I know that upsets you.
Well, this is also highlighting a cultural difference between all of us because growing up for me, I knew you guys grew up like idolizing a lot of like princes and families of royalty and Eastern European tradition and like the ball and stuff like that. But we listened to this, we watched this TV show and movies called Jackass, and pranking somebody is a sign of love and admiration.
Is it
an inclusion?
What happened to their friendships now? How many of those guys are still close? And how many of them are still alive?
Well, dude, they're all still extremely close. They all go on Steve-O's Wild Ride podcast and talk to each other lovingly and almost regularly.
Steve-O's Wild Ass Ride.
Yeah.
We're going to be on that shit one day.
Talking about the fallout between us. Do you still talk to Jack, Nate? It's been a while, man. Like, I've been sending him fucking money while he's in recovery, but there's no
he's
no
a drama baiter.
He is a drama baiter, dude.
He wants to pull out the most fucked up thing out of somebody and use it for
clicks and views.
Clickbait.
Yeah.
Something I will never do.
He's a bit of a businessman these days.
Okay. The Oscars are happening. They have happened because this podcast has been released already. And this is just, I already know who's going to win because we're watching it today. Are you guys going to watch it live?
Is there DraftKings for the Oscars?
Yes.
There is.
I don't know if it's DraftKings, but there is a like betting site I was just listening to.
I'm going
to
use my DraftKings. I made some money on the Super Bowl, as you all know, a wild sum. And I'm going to be using it on the Oscars tonight.
Oh, we should make a betting
putting all my money on Dune 2.
Yeah.
not even the right year, but I think it's good enough that it's going to force its way into the categories.
Well, okay. So Oppenheimer is going to sweep. Have you guys all seen Oppenheimer?
Of course I saw it over the course of 3 nights. Couldn't watch it all in one.
It was so good. You had to do your research.
I was very sick watching that.
TikTok riddled brain.
Mm-hmm.
People are so... You know what pisses me off a little bit is the people that are like... That they can only talk... If a movie's like past 2.5 hours, I get it. That's a long time to watch a movie. But when that becomes the central discussion of a film that it's like... And it's fucking like Killers of the Flower Moon. I feel like that's everybody's. And it's fucking 3 hours. Shut the fuck up. Go. Yeah. What are you doing? What was your screen time yesterday, dude?
Dude, good question.
You tell me your screen time and then you can fucking complain about a 3 hour movie.
Uh huh.
God damn it. I'm fucking pissed.
Because I know you're working on a 4 hour rom com that takes place in a brewery where you're in the middle of like a love quadrangle. All these women want to get your ass, all these different brewers and bartenders.
Nate doesn't want to fucking hear it.
Very little plot. It's mostly just one blowjob that happens for 4 hours.
Jesus Christ.
I get it, man. You put a lot of money in that movie.
Slow zoom, one shot.
But. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I can't wait for the fucking Oscars. I'm loving these live events more and more. The Super Bowl, the Golden Globes, the Emmys, the Screen Actors Guild Awards, the other ones. Let me watch that shit and let me...
Yeah.
I'm not the kind of guy who's hopping on Twitter live commenting everything, but maybe I will become that. Because it's almost becoming a passion, live TV. Oh,
you should live tweet the fucking... You should bring live tweeting back, dude. Nobody does that.
Live tweet, you pop out about 3 tweets. Just congratulations.
Man. I'd watch the Oscars.
Is Florence Pugh being nominated?
Let's Google it. For what?
For what?
Florence Pugh.
Are you kidding? Interesting, man.
No, she's not.
Were your eyes open during Oppenheimer? Good God.
Oh, Oppenheimer.
Well, you keep on sending me that clip of her, of your, you filmed it in the theater of her having sex.
That's hilarious that you would say that, because I closed my eyes respectfully when I saw she was nude on screen. Okay. Okay. Actor in a leading. Do you think you guys will ever say this on stage? And now, after doing a hilarious joke with Emily Blunt, you're doing kind of like a little tap dance thing, and then, and now for actor in a leading role, and then it goes to VO because you recorded this previously. Bradley Cooper, Maestro, Coleman Domingo, Rustin, Paul Giamatti, The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer.
No, can I stop you right there?
What? It's all men, dude. This is how makes me go sick. Down. What?
Me and fucking Emily Blunt are on stage. There is a prompter in front of me that says the hilarious bit that we're going to do. Yeah, I could have written something 10 times better than that shit.
Right.
And we get up there. The producers think that I'm nice. I'm playing cool. Oh, uh-huh. Nate's behaved. He's done his dues with Hollywood. I get up there. Fucking... There is a climate crisis going on in America. There is fucking... You have not... Dude, I'm going to chain myself to the Oscar statue. To the statue.
Yeah.
That they can just take me away on. No, I think people should fucking raise hell. Because this is a chance to speak to America.
Remember the slap? Remember what Mr. Brando did? He didn't even go to the freaking Oscars. He sent that woman as a representative of a Native American tribe. And should I call it right now for you guys who's going to win everything? I can call this shit right now and hold my feet to the fire, okay?
All right.
I know exactly. Wrong, actor. This is the easiest fucking call of any Oscars in history, by the way.
Actor in a leading role, Cillian Murphy edged out by... No. And it's Cillian, dude. We got roasted for saying Cillian, which is the natural Celtic pronunciation.
Oh, interesting.
Cillian. Okay.
Cillian is Celtic is Irish, right?
He's got clearly it next.
It's Paul Giamatti wins. Okay.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. Nate, it's his time. Bet? I don't want to bet because I know you can't afford it, but
thank you so much. I thought you were gonna say yes, and that really saves me.
I can't believe Leo didn't freaking get a nom, because you know that. He probably was like, I don't need it, y'all.
I know. Leo was a lead in...
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah.
He's fine. He'll be okay.
What was he in?
Killers of...
Dude, Jack.
Killers of the Flower.
Do you want to be in this industry? Do you want to be in this industry, or are you playing right now? Because you know what's not going to get you further?
I don't want to be a critic. I don't want to be a commentator. I don't want to be an observer. I want to be a participant. I want to get lost in it. I want to be ripping my teeth out with pliers on set with Brad Pitt, like fucking Leo... What's his name? Like fucking Shia LaBeouf. I want to go get blood all over my face, and I don't give a fuck. I don't know. And I don't want to know a single thing about this world, man.
I don't care. I believe you.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Peace out. All right. See ya.
See you guys.
Okay. Actor in a supporting role. Okay. Who's this going to, guys? Sterling K. Who's Brown, nominated? Mr. De Niro, Downey.
Oh, Downey Jr.
Gosling or Ruffalo?
Robert Downey Jr. next.
I think Downey gets it because he probably paid. You know how many millions you got to pay to win an Oscar? You know that, right? It's rigged.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many millions go into Oscar campaigns?
No.
I'm going to go bankrupt get my shot to be even in that considered, you know. My FYC campaign is going to be like the GDP of Malaysia. Major Western nation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I trust you. I trust that. Actress in a leading role, guess who gets this, guys? I can promise you who gets this.
Emma Stone.
Ms. Lily Gladstone.
Gladstone.
Oh, yeah,
she better win that shit.
Yeah, Gladstone. It's just so obvious because her performance is just much quieter, I think, than what Emma Stone did, and more internal. I think Emma Stone, both of these women, they took home Best Actress at Golden Globes in separate categories, of course, for comedy and drama. But before Stone went on to win the Critics' Choice Awards at the BAFTAs, Gladstone took the SAG Award. So it's kind of like at the Oscars, you know, she would also be the indigenous historic winner.
Your eyes are like rolled up in the back of your head. Gladstone
would be the first Native American actor to receive an Oscar if she wins this category. And I'm torn. it quoted.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so, just my opinion. Don't go to CBSnews.com because it's not going to be.
So your money is on who, Jack, based off of that?
Based off of this article, I would say Gladstone.
Gladstone. It's no contest.
Well, you know what? We have the Oscars are, it's one, it's easy to predict this year just for a number of different reasons, but also it's kind of the last awards show of the year, right? Because we've already had the chance to see what the SAG Awards are doing, what the Golden Globes, what the Emmys are pulling. Well, Emmys are a different thing, but what else do we have? The fucking Independent Spirit. We've had the feelers of what everybody's gravitating towards. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's easier to predict these things.
Question. Why is there no award ceremony for the production teams, the PAs, the key grips, the gaffers, the boom mic operators? Why is there not one of these?
Eric, I'm going to stop you right there. Nothing you do can make up for the way you treated the production team on The Bear, okay?
Dude, yeah. Well, they were fucking acting up, and they fucking got in the way of my performance, which I studied.
You brought a silencer pistol paintball gun. I've never seen one of these. You had a pistol paintball gun silenced, and you literally were going around popping gaffers in the head. You were shooting people in the nipples.
Well,
you,
dude... If they keep wearing these jangly ass, loud ass carabiners it's like fucking tinnitus in my ear when I hear them jangling around talking about their boring. But I do want to honor them from afar with an award show, unlimited beer, unlimited fucking. I don't know what else they're into. A lot of them like to cycle. I think
Budweiser.
Yeah. Okay, actress in a supporting role. I think Ferrera's got it on lock, frankly.
Who's that? Who's she?
Oh, it's going to be the...
Or Divine.
Divine.
Joy Randolph. She's going to win it. Well, and guess what? She bodied it, so she deserves it. Holdover sweeps the Oscars.
Ferrero. Did you see that there's a... Holdovers. Somebody's accusing Alexander Payne of plagiarization.
And that's where I draw the line.
Because you're stealing so much in plagiarization or the...
No, that if I hear someone has plagiarized, my blood pressure gets up to Jack Benzinger levels.
Hey, man. My blood pressure is lowering every single day to the point
where
I'm concerned.
Is it going down like crazy, Jack?
Yeah.
Because
we should have a live fucking blood pressure meter on the YouTube channel that we can see where what topics raise it. Yeah. And
you know, mine is the highest out of all of us. I just know it. And tonight I'm doing a Jets Pizza because they have a ranch day special, 20% off, and you get them that one squeezy bottle of ranch. But after today, it's fucking vegetables, water.
Ranch day special? What's ranch day?
Curious.
What's ranch day?
That you don't know
are
this,
you
and
serious,
you opened
man?
Up for Eric Andre on the road. How hilarious!
I knew that, man. I'm so joking. Is it really?
It's Jets Pizza's special day where they have 20% off.
So. Celebrate National Ranch Day, March 10th, with delicious creamy ranch dressing.
You get a whole bottle of ranch, or is it just like?
Well, you know, you can order. They have a squeezy bottle of ranch.
And they have the best ranch on the planet.
I know.
Like, for real.
I know, dude.
God, okay. Damn, I'm fucking
you know,
jealous, dude.
Jack.
There's no Jets Pizza out here.
The Jets Pizza in Brooklyn is right by your fucking house. You know that, right?
I'm going.
Dude, get.
You serious?
Both of y'all just get some Jets just for me, but like, pour one out in
but
a
you got
physical
quarter
pizza
sheets.
Way for me.
You got to eat the even better one in LA.
Yeah, but that's like not.
That's like
the
nice.
Same. That's like fucking natural wine. Like, oh, it's hip and cool. It's artisan, like, you know.
But this Jets pizza will cost you an arm and a leg. I'm not kidding your ass to get a fucking large Jets pizza delivered
here.
Plus the
chicken wings. You got
over
30 chicken wings.
Bro, over 30. Yeah. It's climbing up to $70.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
for one large
one
pizza.
One of my lifestyle.
What website are you going to? Are you getting played again by there's some Uber Eats driver that's like, I have some independent website, only go through me. Like
it's like jetspizza.people. It routes through the Philippines, but they have extra options and Yeah. It's, you have to do a live chat yeah. with one of the guys.
So how about this? You find out that this is the last year on Earth. So humanity's over. What I'm presuming is... Wow. What I'm saying is... Which means this will be the last ever Oscars. So we're actually going to give out awards for all of time. Okay? So there's the a best Oscar. Oscars. It's the Asker. Last ever. The Goatskers. The what? What'd you call
them? Dude, that is such a great wow. fucking idea. The all-timers awards. Just the best. Like, oh. who's the best basketball player? Who's the best?
Right.
It's the all-humanity awards. It's the 2024 humanity the awards.
Can okay. dead people be
of course they can. They have to this? Be involved.
Okay.
So it's right, who's right, got wow. the best standing broad jump? Oh, I read a story from the Bible where somebody jumps 600 feet across a ravine. All right, so Ishmael gets award for best track and field.
This is just the Guinness Book of World Records.
Shit. No, but this is different because it's A, I don't deal with anybody Guinness. I don't even know who the fuck that is. B, it has artists shit in it. Guinness Book of World Records is all joke-ass shit. How many straws can I fit between my arms? Shut the fuck up, bitch. Right. It's only a record because nobody else has even done it. Even thought to do something so stupid as that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That is some people's only way out of poverty.
Okay, well, they should be stuck there forever. If your only way out is to humiliate all of us and humanity, then stay there, bitch. I don't want you corrupting the world records like that.
You're gonna regret saying that, man.
If somebody comes and kills me with 1,000 straws in their ears, so be it. But the world record book of Guinness would be wise to start including some things like most emotional performance of all time. Mm-hmm. Best lighting in a room. Mm-hmm. Because I'm getting...
Well, it's just weird because those are weirdly subjective qualities.
Well, that's why we let God choose. We let God
so who
choose.
Gets best human of all time? The ultimate, the last award. This Michelle is like the best Obama. Pictures of
Michelle
Obama.
Obama.
Oh, you mean just Obama? Yeah.
The whole Obama squad. But mostly for their production work on their new Netflix deal, making some of the most groundbreaking television anybody's
Julia
ever
Roberts.
Seen. Oh, Jules. You know what is a fucking pet peeve of mine is when actors kind of are showing that they are closer with a famous person by calling them a shortened version of the name.
Oh, you know Caprio? What I'm yeah.
Cap.
Mr. Cap.
I will never do that as long as I live, even if I live.
Oh, dude, I was chilling with Nardo. You talking about Nardo? I was just hanging out with his ass.
Nard?
Nard.
I was fucking... I was fucking smoking... Salvia with Adley.
Adley Cooper? Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I do with you guys stuff. whenever I go on other people's podcasts. None of them have been released yet, but it's very common.
Right.
I say, oh, yeah, I do my podcast. Oh, dude, I was chilling with Ricky Hill. Oh, that's what I call him. You call him Eric Rahill? No, see, I know his intimate secrets. We call him Ricky Hill. Nathan Verone.
Oh, you know what?
What?
This is just a weird tangent, but did you guys see this movie that I think it just came out, but it's called Ricky Stednicki or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, of course.
Efron. Did it just come out?
Efron, Andrew Santino, John Cena.
Efron and find out.
Is this finna be hilarious?
Ricky Stednicki?
I think the jury's out. Shall we check the letterboxed? Shall we see the letterbox?
Please, because I am very... And if I'm not mistaken, it's directed by one of the Farrelly brothers.
Are you kidding me?
Director
Ricky,
of...
What's it called?
Dumb and Dumber, Shallow Hal.
Ricky Stenicki.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber, Mock. Yeah. Remember?
Ing. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
God damn it, dude. Do you know that was their first movie they ever
2.8.
They had never directed anything.
Are you kidding me?
Ever.
And they
not
got
even
the scene, and they are... Dude, you know what's funny in that one? When they're having the snowball fight, who is it? Harry and Chris, Merry Christmas or whatever her name is? Mary Swanson?
Well, there's Lloyd Christmas and...
No, it's not Lloyd, it's Harry.
Harry
Harry
what's
and
his
Mary.
Last
Harry, well, who's that? I can't remember. But Jeff then he kind of goes, Jeff Daniels. But he kind of goes too hard. He goes a little too hard in the snowball fight, and that makes me laugh.
Yep. You know what pisses me off is some people haven't seen Dumb and Dumber.
Why not?
That's a movie. You know how there's like a movie that's like, oh, I haven't seen this, and you like are like, what? You know, that's a movie like that for me. It's like, are you go home right now? Go watch that shit.
Oh, crack open a bag of Cheez-Its.
Downright hilarious.
Milk is kind of good lately. I'll say that. Just that regular
milk is having a comeback.
Cow milk in the green carton.
Milk, cigarettes, and Guinness are all coming back. I'm bringing milk back. Yeah.
You know that song by what's his damn ass name?
Justin
cigarettes
Timberlake.
And chocolate milk.
What the fuck is that?
You don't know that song? Rufus Wainwright. That's who it is. Rufus Wainwright. Cigarettes and chocolate milk. Look it up.
I'm looking it up right now.
Cigarettes speaking of music, milk. Okay, you brought up Faye Webster, Nate, and I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't listened to her really. I don't even know what she sounds like. Last night, I'm driving home from chilling with Jess in New Jersey, and it's pouring rain, and I'm listening to my indie playlist on Spotify. Usually, they throw my own songs in there, but sometimes they'll put a new one in. And Faye Webster comes mm-hmm. on, and I was floored. I listened to the whole new album, and it just was so good, dude. My God.
Go through the whole fucking catalog.
Oh, I will.
Man. She puts out bangers, like capital B bangers.
You know what song I really liked off this new one?
Which one?
It's called Feeling Good Today.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Which she has the voice mod on. I'm feeling good today.
Indie music with the auto-tune.
It's so sick.
Get out.
So sick. Come on now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, on this shit. Yeah, sometimes we're joking. Sometimes we get all silly, but then sometimes we settle into our likes and things that we're interested in, which keeps us grounded, right? It keeps this shit listenable.
Yeah, I like food. Yogurt.
I know
like
you
yogurt.
Brought up the Cheez-Its and milk.
Good job.
Whatever. I'm good at jumping in. That's what's nice. Imagine if everybody
you know
in all
I
of
like.
Joytech. Yeah. Which one?
Oh, go ahead, Jack.
No, I was going to say, imagine if everybody who's ever listened to Joy Tactics was on one giant mattress all having a sleepover together. So it was
holy.
Like tequila
I think there might be a little bit too much chemistry on that thing because all of our listeners have similar mindsets and views on the world. And
we'd be giggling too
that
hard.
Listen to us is a 6.5 and above. No question.
I think it would turn into one giant gangbang.
Oh, chill, man. All on you.
Chill.
Me being the focus.
You're
so overwhelmed.
Complete fantasy. So overwhelmed. 60 people.
Fuck everybody who listens to Joy Tactics.
Nate, will you promise if you get canceled to start doing hardcore pornographies?
Oh, 100%.
I just think that would be the funniest thing
option.
On the... Funny in a way that is still so sexy because I know you got it like that, but as your friend, it would be funny.
You're sexy as fuck, Nate. It's crazy. What were you going to say? Was it about Faye Webster?
Oh, I just wanted to highlight another song that I liked off of that album.
Which?
Shout it out.
The song, well, there's two songs that are in my rotation that are going to be in, I can already predict it. These are going to be my top songs.
And they're
going to
be in your short films this year.
Exactly.
$120,000 budget for
the
music.
I'm not going to pay for the rights to them. It is I Want to Quit All the Time. That one.
Oh,
so good.
Okay, I need to listen to that.
And then, what is the other one?
The eBay one?
No. I like that song title. What the fuck is this other one? It was the first song on the album. It's so good.
Underdress at the Symphony?
No. Let me look up.
Thinking About You.
Pissing me off. Thinking About You. Oh, my God.
Dude.
Damn it.
Hey, some people that make music, let me just put it like this, okay? Some people that make music just know how to pull the right string, say the right words to unlock thoughts in you that you would never have thought before you listened to it. You know what I'm saying? It's well, it's the same this. Thing as how do they do it? All art does this. This is the Here's same the feeling undeniable. I get when I look at Manet and Monet. It just unlocks new emotions and feelings. What else?
So let me read a
Let's
couple
get back
of these
to the
lyrics,
Oscars,
okay? Because these are undeniable. No, listen. I'm going to read some Faye Webster lyrics. And
okay, please.
Watch the undeniable emotion that comes out of you as you hear these concepts. Ready? I stopped drinking really for no reason. I'm going to say it as if I was just talking to you guys. I stopped drinking really for no reason other than seeing you drunk outside. And I'm going to throw in like words to string the lyrics together, by the way, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense for a human being. Yeah, I stopped drinking kind of for no reason, really, other than seeing you fucking drunk out, because I used to be self-conscious, right? But I really am. And then I say this. I think I'll figure it out. Uh-huh. I think I'll figure it out. Uh-huh. I think I'll figure it out. Uh-huh.
This just goes to show that it is not the words themselves, but the medium that it's channeled through. Because listening to you say that makes me want to help you, makes me want to go come to your house immediately and make sure you're okay. But coming through Faye Webster, yeah, that shit could be in a million future films. Closing out the credits, opening up the movie, whatever.
And it goes both ways. If somebody tries to make a song that includes all of the text of Joy Tactics, it's like, well, first of all, that'd be incredibly long, right?
Can someone do that for us? Make a full episode into kind of a 100 Gex style song? You speed it up, slow it down, chop it up, screw it. Can someone please chop and screw one of our episodes?
Please.
What's the opposite of chopping and screwing?
Oh, God.
Speeding up, stitching together,
sliced and behaved.
Think on it. Just think on it for next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oscars, 2024.
What are you guys having for
Jimmy
dinner?
Jimmy Kimmel,
huh? Well, Mr. Kimmel's back. Thank God.
It's hosted by Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
The master of emotions.
The master of television.
What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, last year was the horrible slap, right? Or was that 2 years ago?
That was last year.
Nah, that must have been 2 years ago now.
It was two, because last year was Sarah's birthday party.
Oh, right. So this year, what's going to happen? Cillian Murphy and fucking... Who else is going to throw down? Who's throwing down?
Jeffrey Wright.
Wow,
Bradley
Killian
Cooper's not
going to
accept no for an answer. If somebody, Bradley Cooper's going to show up in the Leonard Bernstein prosthetics, and if somebody says no, they're going to walk out with a bloody eye and a knuckle
sandwich. He clearly has like old timey dynamite layer, like all underneath his clothes, like lumpy ass suit. He's got the grenade in his fucking back pocket, Jack Benzinger style.
The booty grenade.
Okay. Oh yeah. Benzinade. All right. So. Let's hit the animated feature film. I mean, I saw all of these. Elemental, Nimona. Oh, Sarah was in Nimona. So yeah, we got to root for Nimona. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I fucking waited in a tent outside the Regal to see that.
Didn't need to.
Yeah, live streamed it. I think it's got to be Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. That was a freaking monumental hit. Are you kidding me?
Well,
yeah, was a multi.
You think
well,
it's the
what
boy
about
and
the boy
and
the heron?
The heron?
The heron, yeah. You heard the way I fucking said that shit, man?
What is this? Is this Miyazaki's last picture, y'all?
Yep.
Is it really, dude? Or is he lying?
I think so.
Just to push ticket sales, because I know.
I think he's too old to lie about that, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like, he's just like, I think he's really just like, yo, I think I'm dead, like, in the next couple of years. So, like,
well, he smokes cigs, too.
And he's in his 80s, I think.
Good God.
He's one of those people that's
got away.
He has a
it.
Passion and a will to live. You saw that documentary, The Darkness of the Tears of the Whatever, you know? The, you know what I'm talking about? The Madness of the Darkness on Netflix.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Incredible documentary on his creative process and animation style.
So what? You think it's the boy and the heron?
I don't know. I think that's what I would vote for, and I think that might win. But I think you might be right with this, the Spider-Verse one. Yeah, which I haven't even seen the boy in the I haven't even seen it, to be honest. But No, we're not losing momentum. Right now, just top. I know you think that
Oscar's just one of the richest topics.
I know you think that this isn't no, because yeah. We need to talk about the movie Perfect
right.
Days.
Have you seen? No, this? I have not seen Perfect Days.
Oh, I want to see that.
About a janitor.
Damn,
was it 10 minutes
that?
Long?
Whoa, no, 10 minutes. Not.
It's a movie. It's a feature length film, man. Wow. And it was just totally overlooked by all the awards shows this year, and it is just so good.
Really?
It's so incredible. It's a really great, great film. But I think it's only up for like one category, and it's definitely not going to win. But man,
I'm watching
that
it today.
That movie's bussing.
I'm watching that shit today. Should I play Persona or watch that today?
Watch.
You should save
Perfect
Days.
All right. You've had enough gaming. All right.
That's what you think. That's what you think, but I actually need that shit.
Eric, how's the video game going?
How's the video game going? Well, I can't fucking pay attention to anything in my life. I want to throw my phone into the sea. Okay?
Oh, you know what I got?
What? Did you get a plastic thing that locks your phone in there? Are you serious?
Yes.
Did you really? Because I want... Are you kidding, Nate?
I swear to God, I got one.
Okay, I'm gonna order one right.
Order it now. It's like
I'm ordering
it's kind of expensive.
What is it?
But the thing is, you can't get it.
You'd have to break the case.
You have to like break the case if you want your phone, and you can set it for like you could turn the dial on this thing and put your phone in there for a month if you wanted to.
Bruh,
good God! Couldn't you put other things?
What's it called?
Than a
plastic locker.
Yes, you can. You can put cigarettes in there if you're trying to quit cigarettes. That's what they put in the picture graphic design. You could put snacks in there if you really don't want to eat chips. It's kind of a small container.
Yeah.
But if you
can you put water in it?
Is it the mobile fill it phone jail?
I love that title.
iDisk phone lockbox with timer.
I should just go grab it. It's like...
Dude, I need to listen. Does any listeners use this shit?
Container.
This is how real this addiction is. We need to lock these devices away.
You know what I want to do? I have this. I've had it for like a couple weeks, and I haven't fully unlocked the potential of what this could do for my focus and motivation. But just know, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about using it more regularly. Okay.
What do you? So you put it in for what? 45 minutes, and then you.
This is what I want to do.
Okay.
This is when the phone becomes detrimental to me, as at these times. Okay. This is when I want to lock it at like 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. And set it for like 12 hours. So I can't look at it when I get up in the morning. Cause I feel like that is an automatic
day.
Oh
ruiner.
Shit. You're looking at whatever Facebook.
Who messaged me on guess what? There's not one notification that you're ever going to get on social media that's legit going to change your life, okay? Unless Carey Mulligan follows you. Something like that. That could be a game changer, but how rare is that?
Right. But yeah, that's what I think would really change my life in a
I've just been
would you even way.
I would rather do anything than look at my literally I would rather read that I'm reading this unfortunately busted ass book called Fourth Wing right now. Okay, I got this at the airport with you, Jack. I was telling you I was reading it on the plane. It's pretty pretty trashy fantasy, almost for children, but there's sex in it. And I would rather read that forever than look at Instagram one more time in my life. I can't look at this anymore. I cannot have this be a part of my life anymore. Unfortunately, we're online entertainers, so we need to do it, but I don't want to.
You know what is annoying is I really don't want to have Instagram on my phone, but you can't. There's no way to, if somebody tags you in something and you need to repost it or something, a show plug, you just
that
can't even do
me
it.
Off. Yeah.
If you could do
it's
that,
sickening.
On the,
I've,
I've tried hacking into it on different apps. I downloaded some crazy experimental app to try to like have a phone on my computer. You can't. It still doesn't work.
Experimental app.
Can someone help us.
Oh, we need. Every app I follow your same regimen of not having Instagram on my phone, and that's one of the biggest downfalls is you can't interact. You can't repost a story on the desktop
version.
It's the
one thing.
So I know a lot of developers at Meta are listening to this. Get on it.
Give
right
us a break.
Or else we will call you out.
Let us break free from these chains that you've put on us that are tied to our egos and to our lives and careers. Let us just be free of this. You know what I mean? We've designed a world where it's necessary, but it doesn't have to be every second necessary.
Right.
Remember this summer when we were in beautiful Martha's Vineyard, very, very amazing trip, and I would just leave my phone at the crib, and then we'd go to the beach, and it would just be hours, no phone. It's some of the most happy memories of my life. No phone on me.
Let's do it
right
now. No
agents calling.
Take your phone out. Everybody. Yeah. Phone out right now, okay? DraftKings, first thing that pops up, push notification. And what are we going to do?
Did you win on the fight yesterday? Did you bet?
I bet on 5 fights last night. I lost 4 of them.
How much
guess
money?
Guess what?
How much money are you down?
I was down $100.
Hit the craziest weed.
I just hit the invisible
fucking... That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Well, I was down 100, but then the last fight of the night, I won it all back. So I broke even.
That's how they get you, dude, until they take it all.
And I...
Gambling will destroy your life.
Shame about that. Yep. No, it won't. It'll help me.
As you should.
It will help me. It will. It will help my relationships. What are we going to do with these things, man?
So, we're getting the lockbox. Can we do this to all the Joy tacticians? We are going to buy up a lot of these iPhone lock boxes and sell them for about a penny less than all the others that are on Amazon right now. Okay, this is a new method I'm coming up with. I don't know if it's been done before, but we are going to make some profit, sell it to you guys. We're going to change all of our lives. We do a study on this.
So yeah,
could we all do it? Everybody buy your phone lock box, send a picture in, post it on the subreddit. Let's see what happens. Let's change our lives. But definitely still listen to this. Keep your Bluetooth hooked up to the phone so you can listen to the podcast.
Make that our thing? I do feel like
you look so fine right now, Jack.
Chill.
With the glasses, man.
I got new glasses. Oh. Yeah, chill. So why don't we add our live shows? I do feel like this next show in L.A., let's use this as an opportunity to figure out what's our thing. What do we do live that makes us, that makes it a Joy Tactics production, LLC, live event? Oh, yeah.
We got to get the
phone
Dave Chappelle
shredding machine.
Oh, the shredding machine.
Mm. Phone shredding machine.
You know those
Ziplocs
that they put them in, though, at like the comedy mothership? We got to get just the most busted version of those actual sandwich baggies, throw them in an igloo cooler, have the guy at the VFW hall. Just kind of.
We should shake, guard put everybody's them. Phone and just shake them up, and just you get somebody else's phone on the way out. Phone exchange. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, should we plug our? Should we announce the show?
Let's announce it now.
I think it'll.
Great idea.
I'll put it in the link in there, and then we'll fucking post it. Maybe
on April 8th
or something.
We are doing a show in Los Angeles at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Hall, which
the American
station?
Legion Post in 206.
Eagle
Post 206.
At 7:30, there will be. I'll put the link in the show notes. It is going to be popping.
This will be a popping show.
This will be enjoyable.
We'll probably have
surprise
we'll
guests.
Beer there.
Beer.
We will have maybe Jello shots.
I think I'm going to bring a special brand of liquor. We should get a bunch of baijiu, the Chinese liquor that I've been telling you about.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Get a bunch of baijiu.
This is a completely DIY event. Like we have to.
This might be
provide.
This might be very busted.
This might be a hazard, a fire hazard.
It could be a fire hazard. We're trying to secure
hazard,
chairs.
If you have asthma, bring your inhaler, wear a mask.
We're trying to secure a DJ. Yeah.
No open-toed shoes.
Nate's girlfriend's going to bartend.
That is true.
And is true. I think it'll be really fun. This is the most excited I am for an upcoming show, I would say.
And we have the space to, like, he was the I toured this facility, the American Legion Post 206 in Highland Park, and it kind of felt like I was like, how late could we have the space till? And he was kind of like,
so what?
You know, we have neighbors, but, like, just, you know, get out before. So I think we could go till, you know, 12:30 or something. You know, have the show and then just kind of hang out.
Should we each do an hour?
We're each doing an hour of stand-up. I'm going to do my one-man show. It's not really stand-up. It's very quiet. It's unplugged.
It's mime. Yeah. It's very physical. I would love to see you, like, do, like, super
bombing, like, pantomime, physical. Like, sweating so bad, like, wiping sweat off my brow.
So, like, you can hear, you have, like, a contact mic, like, up into your, and you can just hear you breathing, like, super heavy, like.
Oh, yeah, we got to get speakers.
We also need to plug, Jack and I are going to be in Milwaukee, 321, Chicago, 322, Pittsburgh, 323. And Philadelphia, 331.
The City of Liberty Bell, 331.
Those links will be in the show notes.
Bring your resumes, everybody.
If they're still in your link tree.
Yep, they are.
Okay.
These will be
go to that.
Life-changing shows to come see, so please come see us. We'll be liquored up at those as well, so you don't have to feel left out if you live in the Midwest.
Well, what gave your asses joy?
And let's say, listen to what people were saying about the late show at Seattle.
Oh, what gave? I got one that gave... I have an amazing joy. Okay. Really? Last night, my dad was in town all week. That was really fun. And then last night I went to my buddy Jess's house and chilling with him and his daughter. And I got a bunch of tattoos, okay, from his daughter. A bunch of butterflies all over.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, I'm all tatted up. So thanks. Shout out to Frankie.
They're real tattoos. She's like using a...
Yeah, she's got a needle, but she's got... And a little hammer. And a bunch of India ink, but she's kind of like a tattooing savant, so she hooked it up. But that was fun. Awesome.
That's cute.
Yeah.
India ink.
Nate.
Mine this week was I saw Close Encounters of the Third Kind on the big screen in the Egyptian theater in Hollywood. And it was, that theater is fucking awesome. And that movie is fucking so sick.
Spielberg
really knows how to put it down. Shout outs to Steve Spielberg.
Steve, man. S.
You really did the damn thing.
He really did, didn't he?
He enjoys his craft quite deeply.
And he's from Ohio.
Mm-hmm. And he's got that fucking...
Really?
He's got that dump truck.
Does he have a fat...
Steven Spielberg's got a big old thing bumping on back and forth on the back of his head.
Rest of his body looks pretty normal, but he's got that different style.
Booty. All right. All right, Spielberg.
Jack.
Yeah. Well, first, I guess I'll share a thought just going off of that. It made me think about... Yeah, I mean, this is so fucking cringy. It's whatever, but... Marilyn Manson, take his ribs out, suck his own dick. Steven Spielberg, he could maybe, like, if he wanted to... eat himself out from the back, he could take out a couple vertebrae, C4 to C6 vertebrae or something, and then find a new way to do that.
Like, now, go what gave all me the joy? Way down to...
No, this way, man.
Lean back.
Backwards.
Like, somebody asked me, like, dude, can you suck your own dick? I've tried, man. It's hard, dude. You're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way.
And I just want to say, if any producers are listening to this that want to put us in the new Indiana Jones, this is all pure joking. We respect Steven Spielberg so immensely and his craft and what he's done for the business. This is all joking.
We have no chance at being in that.
No, that's what you would say. Man. That's what Harrison Ford said when he was just a lowly carpenter, right? And then what did he find himself being? Han Solo, Indiana Jones, and in The Fugitive.
And I'm completely...
And he got mad at David Blaine.
Star, Jack, you're a star. You could be the lead role of the Guardians of the Galaxy reboot.
Don't jinx it.
And Nate, you could be one of the Mario Brothers with that hat.
So, Jack, nothing gave you joy?
What gave me joy? No, I got an amazing thing that gave me joy. It gave me so much joy it's kind of changing my entire life. No, it wasn't, dude. It wasn't. You tried really hard. You showed up to my house and tried to cheer me up, but it's just...
Failed. Fail, just, army.
Yeah. All right. What gave me joy? Y'all. Traitors. Wee.
Oh, that dude. Show the season finale of Traitors.
I'm not going to spoil anything because this is just an enjoyable thing to watch so deeply.
Eric, you haven't seen it, Nate? You haven't seen Traitors?
Not only have I not seen it, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Bruh,
this is a reality show,
right? I know I forced your ass to get Peacock.
Yep, I know.
Now, what's funny is when I first started watching Traitors, I thought they can't really go off of anything. There's no real way to get evidence. It's a show where there's whatever 30 people in a house or something, and they gotta like find the traitors and vote them off.
Yep.
To keep the money. And at first I just thought, well, this is impossible. But then you start to fall in love with the characters and the drama. And
who is your favorite from this season, Jack? Who is your favorite?
It really goes back and forth. Because at first I thought, oh, Phaedra.
Phaedra's
this is
sick.
The funniest, most amazing person. I won't say what their role was on the show, even though you right. do know the whole time. But then they kind of got... no spoilers, but I didn't... I don't know who my favorite was in the end. Burgalicious, perhaps?
I like Kate.
Oh, that's right. I mean, that's just the obvious goat of all time right there.
Kate's my favorite.
Kate is, yeah.
All right, Nate, I can see you're fucking checking out. Like, we don't want to bore you.
We'll get you. Yeah.
How dare you fucking bring up something I haven't seen or heard of? That's disgusting, right. man. I literally can't even contribute to it. And you guys, like, are just.
Well, man, you have
when you guys
talk
about
got
American
that,
culture.
That awesome new TV. So, just check it out. Okay, guys. Well, good luck to all the Oscar nominees tonight. I hope everybody wins something. And to everybody else, have an amazing week. Peace out.
Peace. Enjoy Tactics.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.